And they're calling it the QuickBooks Pro Desktop Plus Pro 2022. And this is the one that you download and put on your computer. I like that because now it's on my computer. I control it. Nobody else has access to it. And I can put in as many company files as I want.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. I'm Mike Butler, your host. In today's episode, we're going to have a public service announcement on the new pricing structure of QuickBooks Pro. Now, as many of you already know, we have thousands and thousands of investors who are using my InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking. And I can tell you this, I could not be where I am today as far as my real estate success and investing and doing all my real estate business without the InvestorBooks Pro system. Now, I've discovered some things in the last week or so that has really burned my butt. And I want to share those with you because this is very important stuff to know. So let me start off with the good news first. Okay. I began using what is today known as the InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking. I created this back around the year 1990 or so using QuickBooks Pro version 4. This is before they started even using the years. Let me tell you some good news. My good friend and fellow associate and real estate investor, Rube McFarland, whose office is next to mine, he got this system when we launched it after getting legal permissions from QuickBooks and all that in 2002. And he used the 2002 version of QuickBooks all the way up until 2018. And in 2018, his computer blew up and he had to break down and buy a new computer in his office. Well, they got their computer guy and their tech guy, and they couldn't figure out how to get their QuickBooks and tenant tracking opened up in this brand new computer that's using newest version of QuickBooks at the time, which was 2018. And so they called me up. I went over there, and lo and behold, I took a backup company file, and boom, it pulled it all up into the QuickBooks Pro 2018, which was awesome. I had my doubts if it would really do it. So, wow, kudos to QuickBooks on that. So it works. Now, here's the second good news I want you to do. Stick with, okay? The second good news here is do not go online and buy QuickBooks Pro 2021 for desktops for PCs, and don't go buy QuickBooks Pro 2022 for desktop for PCs, okay? And I'm going to tell you why here in just a minute. So if you've got QuickBooks Pro 2020 for desktop PCs, keep it as long as you can. Now, if you've got something before QuickBooks Pro 2020, well, then I want you to upgrade and stop at the QuickBooks Pro 2020. Now, if you don't have QuickBooks at all, you're not going to be able to go to QuickBooks website and buy the 2020 version. They're not going to do that. They're going to force you to buy the 2022. So here's what you can do. Go check eBay. Go check some of those other websites that sell stuff, okay? And get yourself and buy the QuickBooks Pro 2020 version, desktop version for PCs. It will not work on Macs, okay? The InvestorBooks system. Now, here's what I found out in the last week or so that really burns my butt. And it has to do with QuickBooks' brand new pricing structure that I hate, okay? And I must share this with everyone so that you understand what the heck's going on. Now, QuickBooks, Intuit is the maker of QuickBooks, and they are doing their darndest to try to get everybody to go subscribe to their QuickBooks online versions, okay? And I've got a little price sheet chart here that I captured from their website. And let me tell you, so for small business owners, QuickBooks online version, they have the simple start, $25 a month. Then they have one called the Essentials, which is $50 a month. Then they have the Plus, which costs $80 a month. And then they have more expensive ones after that. Now, that's what they want everybody to go to. But here's the frustration, okay? I don't like the online versions for a couple of reasons. Number one is I've got over 20 years of transactions and stuff, all of my real estate business going back for, well, back to 1990. So that's going to be what, 31, 32, almost 32 years of transactions and all my real estate stuff. Everything is in my investor books, okay, which is a QuickBooks company file. Now, I've had meetings with their leadership, supervisors, things like that, and I cannot take my QuickBooks company file. You can't move it into any of the online subscriptions. They said it's because it's two different formats, okay? The other headache with the online versions is you can only have one company file per subscription. So let me break down what it boils down to money-wise, okay? So like I said, if you don't have QuickBooks and you're starting out with investor books, go to eBay or somewhere, get the QuickBooks Pro 2020. Do not buy 2021. Do not buy 2022. And do not buy the online version. Okay. And I'll tell you why. Here we go. So I'm looking at my notes here. QuickBooks Pro 2021 is no longer available from QuickBooks. They've removed it. Okay. And you can't even buy it anymore. Now they're selling the QuickBooks Pro 2022, and they're calling it the QuickBooks Pro Desktop Plus Pro 2022. And this is the one that you download and put on your computer. I like that because now it's on my computer. I control it. Nobody else has access to it. And I can put in as many company files as I want. So I've got my investor books file, company file. I've got my tenant tracking company file. I've got a couple of other companies that have nothing to do with real estate, have their own company files. Now, if I were to do that with an online subscription, I'd have to have an online subscription for every single company file. Okay. So let me look at my notes here real good. So I've had meetings with their supervisors, self-proclaimed leaders of their IT department and all that. And they have really gotten ugly with this. So let me share this with you. So you can't buy 2021 anymore. They removed it. So if you want to buy, go QuickBooks Pro Plus for desktop PCs to buy it. They're going to charge you $349. And it's only good for a year. And then guess what happens at the end of the year? They're going to make you pay another $349. Okay. I don't like that. You don't like that. But I have to stay on top of everything going on. So I have to do it. Now, the QuickBooks Pro 2020 for desktop, standalone version. Get that and hang on to it as long as you can. I told you the story about Rue McFarlane to show you how long you can use it and how it worked. So the QuickBooks Pro Plus 2022 costs $349 for an annual license. And then at the end of that, they're going to turn it off unless you renew it. Okay, so we're stuck with that. Now, here's your alternatives. Okay, that works out to be $29 a month. You take $349 divided by 12 months, it's $29 a month. But if you're a fan of this online stuff, which I am not, the only one that's going to work for you, not the Simple Start, not the Essentials, the only one that's going to work for you, and they said it's the best deal, is what they call the Plus. QuickBooks Plus online subscription costs $80 a month. $80 a month. That's $960 a year. Okay. I would rather pay $29 a month and have it on my computer. Nobody else can access it. And I can have as many company files as I want. Okay. Keep in mind, if you do their online version, it's not connected to the standalone on your desktop. I'm sorry. I had a brain fart there, but I just feel compelled to share this with you. And I can't stress how upset I guess I am about this and how they are ripping off, in my opinion. And they're just slamming this stuff down the small business owner's throat. And I hate that. I understand they want to go to online, but wow, this is crazy. So to wrap this up, if you've got QuickBooks Pro 2020, stick with it and hang on to that as long as you can. If you don't have QuickBooks at all, go to eBay or somewhere and get yourself the QuickBooks Pro 2020 version because you won't be locked into that annual subscription garbage. Okay. If you've already got QuickBooks Pro 2021, you can't renew that because they're going to make you buy the 2022 version, and that's going to cost $349 a year, effective whenever you buy it. So if you buy it today, 12 months from today, you're going to have to pay another $349 unless they change it. Now, you're going to ask, Mike, is there any alternative to this? I don't think so. But when I take the $349, I used to have five licenses. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm only going to have one. Okay. So for $349, yeah, it hurts, but it's only $29 a month if you break it down that way. I can live with that. I don't like it. And just look at that as something that you got to have, just like you pay property taxes or your subscriptions or whatever it is that you do. Real estate, if you're a real estate agent, you got to pay your dues and your license fees and insurance and all that kind of stuff. So with that, guys, I went over a little bit. We're running a special right now. If you want to jump in there, it's this time of the year. Just go to QuickBooksForInvestors.com. That's QuickBooksForInvestors.com and enter the coupon code. Let's see what we'll call this. Coupon code called TaxTime21. TaxTime21, and you'll get 50% off. Okay. TaxTime21, all small case, as a coupon code. Again, you can get the Investor Books Pro System with tenant tracking right now. We're going to have some upcoming webinars, year-end things to do, and all kinds of training for you. It's included with it. It's a one-time fee. There's no subscription to the Investor Books with tenant tracking. And so it's go to QuickBooksForInvestors.com, enter coupon code TaxTime21. Adios. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.